Hello everybody, welcome to Hot Topics. Today we have an amazing show. Hello Kia.
Hello my love. I'm good. It's been a good day.
Why has been a good day for you?
I'm just happy. I have been just trying to get caught up with all my work and get things organized and move forward. As always, I've always got a million things to do. So just getting things checked off the list makes me feel really happy.
Yeah. So what about self-love?
Yes. Today is the last day of the 21-day self-love challenge that we undertook 21 days ago. And if you've been following the show and watching the episodes, then you may remember my friend Dawn, who was a peer of mine when I took the Broadcast Yourself course at London Real Academy. And we created our podcast at the same time. She came through and we talked about everything. We celebrated love. We were dancing. We were having such a great time just thinking about love and putting love energy out. And we decided that we would do a 21-day self-love challenge. And she's back so that we can talk about what our experiences were with doing it.
Yeah, but Kia, you know what? Before we talk about love tonight and self-love, let's introduce ourselves, right?
Ah, let's do it.
Okay, my name is Gloria Goldberg, the founder of the podcast Unbreakable Life with Glory, where I talk about depression, anxiety, and PTSD in a beautiful way, in a holistic way to help you to feel better. And here next to me is my beautiful co-host, Kia.
I love what you do. Can I just say that? I never get told the way you help people who suffer with anxiety and depression and help them to release that energy and release the negative emotions just through, you know, work, doing the work and going within. It's such a beautiful thing. And I love your podcast. So I love
that.
Thank
you. Thank you, my dear.
Yes. And me, as for me, I'm Kia Baker. I am the creator and host of the Female Veterans Podcast, as well as the upcoming series for the Veterans Channel, Women Warrior Stories. And my goal is to shed light on what women experience in the military, good and bad. And we get the real stories from the women who experienced it from their perspective. And by doing this, we hope to achieve changing the prevailing perception that veterans are men, because we're out here and we're women and there's more and more of us every single day. And that's facts. So that's me, and welcome back to Hot Topics.
Yeah, Kia, your podcast is also very cool because you talk a lot about a lot of stuff, very, very deep. And sometimes a little bit like for you, it's like, oops, like, oh, we're talking a little bit, right?
I have to be careful. Yes, yes. Yeah. We don't want to piss off the wrong people, that's for sure.
No. You just want to inspire other ones.
That's right. We do. But at the same time, we say the truth. We say the truth. So, I mean, we deal a lot with MST, which is military sexual trauma. The girls come and they tell their story and they tell about stalkers. They tell about rapists loose on the base. They talk about real stuff, misogyny, sexual harassment, you know, all kinds of things that can happen when you're serving in the military. And also all the awesome parts of being in the military. So it's really a good balance of the good and the bad. And it gives you a real perspective of what we endure as females. Yeah.
That is awesome. You are doing a beautiful job, because that voice that you're providing, it was needed for a long time. And I'm very happy that you finally find your mission in life.
Thank you. It is my sole purpose, one of them, other than to spread love. But For sure. And I'm not the only one. There's a lot of us out here that are hustling to spread awareness and to shed a light on what women in the military experience. In fact, another podcast that I love, one that is what I wouldn't even consider it a competitor because there's no competition in what we do. Right. We're all in it together. But I also recommend Women of the Military podcast, a really awesome girl named Amanda Huffman. She created this podcast and it's the Female Veterans podcast predecessor. And she interviews women, active duty and veteran, which is how it differs. Mine is primarily just veterans. And so she has a great show as well. And she recently did an episode with me. So it's really cool.
That's awesome.
And I'll be interviewing her soon, actually tomorrow or this weekend.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So we're all in it together, trying to fight the good fight to spread awareness.
So Kia, we need to do our disclaimer.
Yes. Take it away, Gloria.
Okay. The disclaimer is let everything what we said here, we can agree or disagree. And we don't never like, we not always, how we can say that, Kia?
We don't always agree with the opinions and the statements that our guests make. Sometimes we do, but sometimes we don't. But what we definitely agree on is that they should have the right to say them.
Yes, and we support them for them to be able to speak and to give all this information that all of us we need. And everybody we bring to the show are super people, right? Mm-hmm.
Amazing people, amazing people. We've been really lucky that way. Really smart, really have something of value to add. And if someone watching, just even if it's just one person, gets some hope or gets valuable information or learns something, then we've done our job, I feel like.
Yes.
So. And also another part of our disclaimer, because that's our free speech part, because we believe in free speech, but we want to make sure that everyone understands that we have our own opinions. Right. But at the same time, this show does discuss sometimes really adult topics, very mature topics.
Right.
And so if you are under 18 years old, you might not want to watch this. You may not want to have your kids present if you're watching this. So that's the other part of our disclaimer. This is mature content. This is for adults.
That's correct. And also the first Bill of Rights of the United States is the freedom of speech. So this is also beautiful because we always have to remember that, right?
That's right. And as a veteran, you know, we serve our country to protect the freedoms that we all get to enjoy. So,
you know, Kia, can you please repeat this to me? Because I hear to one day a police, I think he was a police and or a military, I don't know. He said that when you guys owed and say that you are protecting this country with the enemy, from the enemies and from domestic, that's right?
Foreign and domestic, yes.
Right. How you guys say that? I love that.
Oh my God, girl, I cannot remember that oath. They read it and we repeat it.
Okay.
So, but that's the oath that you take when you're becoming active duty, like on the day that you swear in. For sure.
I love that because I hear it from like, it was a police person and he's saying, and I love it. I say, wow, that's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have to take an oath. And also a lot of people don't realize when you become active duty military, you do not have rights anymore. You become property of the United States government. So when you volunteer to do, because we all volunteer these days, when you do something to, like that, it's really serious. It's a big deal, you know? And we are there, and it is a big responsibility. And my brothers and sisters who are on active duty right now are doing that because they believe in protecting the country and doing what they need to do for that. So And it's not always easy. You don't always agree with your chain of command. You don't always, you know, want to do the orders that you're given, but you swear in and you have to.
Right.
So it can sometimes be hard.
So Kia, are you ready to bring our beautiful guest tonight?
Absolutely. I can't wait to see her. That's my girl.
I can't wait to see her too. Here she is.
Hello, beautifuls.
Hello, hi, Dawn. How are you? Hi.
Do I look glowing for my 21-day challenge?
You are glowing.
You look like a star.
Like the sun.
In fact, my eyes are so like blind of the light that you reflect in me.
I need shades immediately. I can't even see anything anymore.
It must be that name, Dawn. So thank you again for having me. You two are beautiful and I love what you're doing. You're such beautiful, loving, generous, kind, deep souls, caring souls. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. That's like flattering.
It is. And this is, I want, because we just talked about this, I want to talk about George Floyd. And I'm so sorry for what happened. And I, you know, my deepest condolences to his family and his friends. And, you know, all of us are affected by this. You know, what happened to him was not okay. And, you know, this is not an individual problem. This is a whole systemic problem. And the reaction to the problem makes a bigger problem.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So when you guys were talking about free speech, everyone has the right to free speech.
Yes.
But everyone also has the right to feel safe.
Yeah.
I want to
propose something, Kia and Dawn. What about if we do like a 1 minute of silence for him tonight?
That would be beautiful, Gloria.
I would love it.
So I'm gonna put the time right now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I just want to say something. So it's important that people start to see what's happening here. This is not the first person. It is horrible I'm going to try to not just go on a tirade. I'm going to try to maintain. But this personally affects me. It affects the way I live my life. It affects the way I raise my sons. It affects me. So what I want to say is that this man, this should never have happened to him.
No.
But it should never have happened to him because hundreds of men have been killed in the last years, in recent years, like this. And I know, and I have friends that are cops. And in fact, one of my dear friends is a detective in Chicago. And I love her to pieces. So I'm not going to say that all cops are bad. I'm not going to say anything like that.
No.
But that one was, and many, 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 many more are. And so, or careless, or afraid, or whatever.
Negligent.
Negligent.
Misusing their power.
Exactly. So there is a systemic problem here that needs to be rectified, but nothing will ever change until the majority of people make an outcry for it.
And not in a destructive way, burning things down and you know, throwing things, throwing rocks through cars and things like that. That doesn't solve any issues.
No.
You know, this is just perpetuating the problem. You know,
violence doesn't solve violence. No. It never does.
No, you can't fight for peace. You can't.
Well, not in a violent way.
Not in a violent way.
And no. I think, you know, a great example was set by Martin Luther King. And I think that personally, this is just my opinion, but I think that when everybody of every race,
yes,
color, creed will open their mouths and say something, then we'll see some change. But until then, unfortunately, I'm going to just say it right out. I don't think we're going to see any change. And this is going to be another of many more to come. So it affects my life, the way I raise my children, the amount of fear that I have to have at random things that I used to not have, at just a random, at a cop car behind me. Mm-hmm. So the issue is real. It affects people in a very serious way. And we are all sad for him. And we gave him a moment of silence right now today. But what's going to happen tomorrow and every day after that? Mm-hmm. Some of us have to be concerned every single day. And that's all I want to say about that, because this show is not about that. But I'm very glad that we honored him and that we had this opportunity to discuss what happened to him again. We talked about it yesterday too, and just be able to, you know, just share some love for his family, yes, and understand what they're going through right now. And share in our anger and our outrage about what happened to that man, because it never should have happened. And so I'm going to say about it.
No, I when my son, I don't watch the news because I don't like all the negativity. I know bad things happen in the world, but I just prefer not to focus on them. But yesterday, last night, when my son showed me the video, I just started bawling. I had this really physical reaction. My whole body got super warm, and I felt like my chest was being pressed down, right? And I just burst it. You know, I've been crying a lot last night and a lot today, because I keep thinking, how can people hurt people? How can people hurt people? We are not meant to hurt people. We are meant to love people and connect with people and feel supported by one another and support each other. You know, you don't resolve problems through destruction. You mm-hmm. solve problems by talking about the issues and trying to come up with solutions. So burning down some other building in protest of this is not a solution. That's just more expressing anger, you know, and actually, you know, people that feel the need to have power over other people. And this is in all aspects of life. This is at work. This is in families. This is in partnerships. When you feel like you have to have power over somebody else, it's because really you feel powerless. There's something deep, deep wounding inside of you that feels powerless, that feels afraid, that feels insecure. And so these are the deep heart wounds that I'm trying to help heal. These are the deep heart wounds that we all need to take responsibility for in ourselves so that things like that don't happen. If I'm taking care of my own stuff, then that kind of stuff doesn't happen. And I mean, I had this happen today with my daughter. She and I got into a huge bois, and I'm sure part of it was related to the anxiety that I was already feeling in the, you know, and being angry and deeply, deeply devastated by what happened. And so I triggered her and she triggered me, and I yelled, which I cannot stand. I cannot stand when people do that. And I was doing it. And so we all carry these wounds. We all have parts of ourselves that are dark. You know, it's an aspect of the light. It's like day and night both coexist.
Yeah, our shadow selves.
And to ignore parts is to repress them. And when you repress something, eventually it's going to be expressed in this explosive way, like people burning down buildings in reaction to this.
So, I mean, I understand the rage and anger for it. It is an outrage. It is a complete and total outrage.
Yes.
But until more people turn that energy to where it needs to be aimed at,
mm-hmm.
and it's actually hurt, I think the problem is that there have been many of us crying out about this for years.
For years.
And it keeps happening.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So who changes this? How do we change this?
Okay. You know, unfortunately, we saw that bad story yesterday. We saw the death of this man, but maybe the death of that man, it will make a lot of people to think that those things are not right. Mm-hmm. And right there and there, we have the chance to fix it and be all together to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. I hope because you're right.
If we never see this kind of injustice, we will never be able to see, because we always will be blind of the reality of the truth.
Mm-hmm. I certainly hope that this soul was not lost in vain.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just have to keep saying, because, you know, as a part of the most affected community, like, we've been seeing this. I mean, was it 2 years ago? I saw a man get shot in a car next to his pregnant wife,
uh-huh.
You know, and there was outrage then, and there's outrage often, but then another one happens, and I want to believe, and I hope that you're right, Gloria, that this will be the one that makes everyone, like, maybe it's the straw that breaks the camel's back, so to speak, so that everyone just goes, okay, no more of this. We need education. We need proper training. We need proper repercussions in place. We need some sort of new system. We need to start making changes now. That's what I would love to see.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would love to see. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I know I'm always light and love, right? But when it comes to this, I feel a bit jaded, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If they have to be arrested and put the handcuffs and wait for more cops to come, but not the guy was asking, I cannot breathe. Mm-hmm. And it was like, why the guy didn't think about to let that freaking leg out and let it be?
Adrenaline maybe, or pure evil. I have no idea what was going through that man's mind, but it was one of the most horrific things.
Mm-hmm.
I can't watch the video. I won't sleep.
Yeah.
I won't sleep.
No.
It was very powerful to see. very powerful to see. There's a lot of lessons and things to learn right there and there, and the whole spectrum of the
story. I couldn't see the whole thing. I had to stop it. I couldn't.
I saw the whole thing, and it was like
I knew what was coming. I knew from this. Yeah, I just knew, and it was. Yeah. I didn't want to see it happen. I didn't need that in there. I knew it was coming, and I didn't want to watch it.
And this is the thing, you know, when you have a loving society, all people are treated equally and like they have value. You know, they're all treated with a sense of kindness, even if you have to be firm. You know, you can be firm and have boundaries and still be kind. You can be and this is the hard part too, because I talk a lot about judgment, you know, because we're all judging him. We're all judging the police officer. We're judging him and saying, what's the matter with you? Right. And, you know, nobody knows the story, right? No. Nobody knows what happened.
We're saying why, like why?
Why, right.
Why would you do that?
Right.
That's where I'm at. I'm like, why would you just not let the man breathe?
I mean, this is the thing. How can we fix this? How can we come to a place of, you know, I mean, if somebody's fighting against you, of course you're going to defend yourself, always. But you should never even have to be in that place. You know, we should all be free to just be. And when you live in a society where people honor and respect everyone equally, then things like that would never happen.
Well, that would be a utopian society.
Well, yeah.
And I don't know if we could get there because of the way the nature of how this world, this at least this country works, you know, because when you have people who are in desperate situations, they do desperate things. Mm-hmm. So, and they're just trying to survive. There are people that are just trying to survive. You know, I'm not saying what they do is right. I'm just saying I understand that they're trying to survive.
Well, that's the lack of judgment.
You know, and so I would love a world where we're all kind. That would be my favorite place. We're all kind to each other. We don't have to agree on anything, actually, to be kind to each other.
That is called heaven.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I think it would take a lot of work and a lot of people being willing to adjust the way they see things and their thinking. And I think that there's so much negative conditioning that it'll be really hard to form a society that's truly like that.
That's the whole thing about taking responsibility for your own darkness, mm-hmm. right? Taking responsibility for the things that trigger you and figuring out what do I need to learn from this? You know, what is my reaction and what is it trying to teach me? I'm feeling this sense of in my body because it's not right. And so what do I need to do to try to make it right? And two wrongs don't make a right.
Mm-hmm. I teach my kids that every day.
Yeah.
But is that also is very easy to say because we are in that maybe path and that's the way we want it. That's the way we think. Mm-hmm. But there's also a lot of people with a different thoughts and they raise them. They raise us every single one differently and everybody have a wound and everybody react a different way. So to fix the problem we have now, we have to go back to fix the beginning, but it's too hard to go to the past to fix that. So the people are here, the people that wanted to fix, they need to start working in themselves a lot. And for you to start doing that is the hardest work. It's so easy to work with you, with other people, with the next door, with your neighbor. But when it comes to you, it's the most harder work in the entire world. Mm-hmm. And because then you need to face your own issues. You need to face your light and your darkness, your defects, your issues, your anger, your emotions, and it takes work. And now if there's people that want to do the work, I think mostly people want to do the work. But if they are able to say, okay, I'm going to change now, I'm going to do this change now, some people, it's harder for them to change it. So,
well, I think part of that, Gloria, is that people feel hopeless and helpless.
Yes.
You know, that who wants to live their life feeling badly? Nobody, right? We all want to live feeling a sense of freedom and feeling a sense of joy and doing the things that light us up, right? But for all of external circumstances and ways that people treat us, then we get these things that, you know, like suppress us, right? Because in my utopian society, I mean, I've been accused many times of living with my rose-colored glasses on, okay?
Like a Le Pins.
That's my favorite way to live, by the way. I'm just going to put that out.
I like to, this is why I don't watch the news, because I like to live my life through my rose-colored glasses. And I want to create the kind of life that I feel positive about. And it's not like, oh, I'm just going to ignore everything and everything's going to be okay. No, it's just like, I want to have this sense of contentment and joy. And, you know, the things that are the most meaningful to me are my connections that I make, these conversations that we have, to remind myself of we're all one. And this is the thing that people don't remember. Yesterday, that cop wasn't acting like we are one. When the people were, you know, burning things down and breaking things, they're not thinking we're all one. No. If I'm hurting you, I'm also hurting me, because you're a reflection of me.
Right.
I don't want to hurt anybody. I know I do it. I do it sometimes. I did it today. I hurt my daughter. And when I do, I have to face myself. Not just ignore and pretend like it didn't happen and just say, get over it, you're too sensitive, or I didn't mean it. Well, I meant it. And I did, you know, I mean, I, of course I didn't mean to hurt her, but what I did was hurtful. And you have to take responsibility for the ways that you are showing up, and not treating people the way that you want to be treated. So we all have a responsibility to treat people the way we want to be treated.
We just have to keep saying and saying it and saying it and say until people register on their minds. Because a lot of people don't know how to do that either. So we need to teach that.
It's taking responsibility every day. And every day people mess up. And so not to judge and criticize and condemn and say, you're a total F up, you know, you're worthless and you're broken. No, we're all a little broken. We're all a little hurt and carry these, you know, deep wounds within us. But that doesn't mean that I'm less than, that doesn't mean that I'm not enough. That doesn't mean that I'm not valuable and worthy of being loved. Feeling joy in my life.
That's where the self-love come in and kick in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because if you don't have self-love, you don't have nothing. It starts from you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can't love yourself and value the life within yourself and keep that sacred, then you can't do that for other people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
and yeah, I think that people forget their sacredness. You know, people are disconnected And it happens for a variety of reasons. You know, it happens usually from being hurt, and you carry those hurts with you, and you don't know how to deal with them, and you don't know how to deal with them. So when things come up that trigger you, you don't know how to process it. You don't know how to say, really, what I'm pissed off about? I'm so pissed I'm full of rage that things like that still happen in this world. Mm-hmm. But that's the tip of the iceberg, because what's underneath is this, I'm frustrated because I don't understand. This doesn't make sense to me. And I'm afraid that I'll never be able to walk outside, you know, and be safe. Mm-hmm. And what I really am longing for is this sense of connection and belonging and feeling a valued part of this community, which is our world that we live in.
That's what we all want. And I think that a lot of us would like to be able to wake up and not be afraid based on the color of our skin.
Mm-hmm. Or our gender. Exactly. Or our religion.
Or our sexual preference.
Or our political viewpoints.
Exactly.
Yeah. Culture. I mean, nothing. These are all of the ways that we judge people. These are all of the ways that we create a chasm between you and me. Instead of trying to build a bridge where we're facing something together, we're building a wall and saying, I'm fighting against you. And you don't solve anything that way.
But I think it was like that for a long time. Now we are like a waking up.
We are waking up. Yes.
So we've been like that for a long time. Everything happens right now. It's been happening for a long time. Now we are more sensitive. Now we are in the desperation. And now it's like, hey, let's wake up. What's going on for real here? What we were sleeping or what we was doing? How we didn't see this? Now why we are seeing it? So everything have a reason.
And it's good. It's good that people are waking up and realizing what's going on and becoming outraged about it. I'm not saying burn down a building, but I'm saying that the outrage is completely understandable and natural. And I understand it too. I'm outraged too. I'm just not going to burn down a building, but I am outraged about it as well. And I think speaking out about it is really important. And mm-hmm. keeping the conversation going and talking to people and taking action to let our leaders and policymakers know that this shouldn't be acceptable.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. Use your rage in a constructive way. For example, a volcano that erupts and spreads fire all over the place around it ends up creating these beautiful jungles, right? So use your pain. And this is what happens to many of us. I hope that when we have these wounds that we carry, when we suffer in our life, when we go through the dark night of the soul, I mean, I think a lot of people have heard that expression, the dark night of the soul, use that suffering to create something better for yourself. Use that suffering to find some strength. Use that suffering to feel empowered when maybe you felt powerless. Use that suffering to find your voice when you felt like you didn't really have one or you couldn't express it freely. Use that suffering to create something beautiful in the world, like a podcast or a poem or a song or an artwork or a building or a project to help everybody in the world get clean water or anything. anything that will contribute positively and constructively to help make the world a better place for all of us, including yourself, starting with yourself, starting with your own little world that you live in, and my rose-colored glass world that I live in. What can I do to make it a better place for me? Because when it's a better place for me, it's going to have that ripple effect to everybody else.
And also to think about the future generations, to leave mm-hmm. them a beautiful world. Mm-hmm. Because if we continue the way we're going, the future generations are going to suffer a lot. So that's kind of things that you have to think about it, about what is the good things that you have to do in life for others. What is your mission? You came here to help others mm-hmm. through your experience of life, but help.
Mm-hmm. So all of us, you know, have used our own wounds to help create something better, and to say, you know, this is the way I suffered, and this is what I learned from my experience. And I suffered for years, and I see you suffering, and I want to help you release the suffering. You know, I want to help you feel whole and healed. I want to help you live a more joyful and fruitful life. You know, that we all, it's like returning to the Garden of Eden. You know, we've been banned for generations. And I feel like, a lot of us feel disconnected from source and disconnected from each other. And it's basically like, how can we create this heaven on earth, this return to the Garden of Eden, where we're all free to roam, being who we are and doing what we, you know, doing what inspires us in a way that's beautiful and contributes positively to everything and everyone around us.
This is called heaven, and you are here in the university or college of life. Mm-hmm. So if you graduate well with honors, serving this world to other people, then you go to heaven. Then you're gonna have that beautiful world that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And I think if we all just, share love, you know, heal ourselves so that we can help heal other people, heal, share love. And also, you know, if you see injustice, speak up, mm-hmm. speak out, you know, and don't be a bystander, you know, speak up. Don't see something, you know, do what you can. I mean, don't put your life in danger, I guess, if you're going to, you know what I mean? But like, do what you can to help other people that are not as fortunate as you are. And I always have that compassion.
I think a lot of people feel overwhelmed because there are so many issues that need to be resolved, right?
So many.
And so you can't take on the world. So you have to decide what lights you up. You know, where do you feel a sense of the most sense of injustice? Like, what really speaks to your heart? For instance, the other day I heard this thing, 62 million girls don't have access to equal education around the world. Still, really? Come on. Come on, people. We're equally valued. We should have equal access to, you know, everything.
I mean, child brides are still happening. And also, there are still people in cages at our border. Like, since we're talking about all the hot button issues. But yes, these things are all still going on. And yes, we need to be aware of them. And we need to continue to speak out against those things while we work on ourselves and be the best people we can be in our own environments, mm-hmm. you know, and then try to help other people as much as we can, mm-hmm. you know, and educate the youth so that they don't grow up with the same mentality that caused these situations to become our reality anyway. Right. So But you guys, it has been 44 minutes on this topic, and I really didn't know that this is what we were going to be talking about today, and it feels heavy. So yeah. I would like to lighten up the rest of the episode that we have left.
And talk about what we really came to talk about.
And evolve the conversation in another direction.
Correcto.
What do you think, Gloria?
Correcto mundo. I agree okay. with that.
So I want to ask you, ladies, how were your 21 days of self-love?
You first, Gloria.
It was very, very cool because I discovered a lot of things about me. And now...
Anything that you can talk about?
Yes. And also, my relationship with my husband is very, very good right now. That I surprised myself, like, how did this happen overnight? And I feel more lighter, more happier, more sexy, more beautiful, more attractive, more, I don't feel like I'm 47, I feel like I'm 25. Mm. So I'm like flying high. I feel wonderful right now. And it's very important to have that moment for yourself, for to think, to read, to listen to a song that you like, that to take a nice shower, a nice bath, and explore your mind, yourself, and everything. So it was very beautiful, this 21 days. What about you, Kia?
Well, for me, I am going to agree with, it definitely made me feel sexier. Taking more time for myself and doing a lot of things that I enjoy. And just a lot of self-exploration, I would say. And what has done for me is made me, I know Dawn's going to say creative, but I'm going to agree with that because I really got, I was really busy working with stuff for London Real. Mm-hmm. And I sort of, my podcast and everything was sort of to the side a little bit. And I somehow managed to get back into that and get going, get really interviewing for guests for the new show and like sort of getting the creative side of what I do back up and running and really finding joy in that. Mm-hmm. And I started journaling again, and I feel like my intuition is heightened too, but that might be the Harataki. Yeah. But I definitely feel sexier in my own body. Like no matter what I'm in or not in, I feel really glamorous and sexier, I think.
Sexier, mm-hmm. Yes.
The energy is more.
Right? It's like you walk in heels, like you walk in the air like this, like, oh my God, I'm so sexy. I'm
so I feel beautiful. Like Nicki Minaj. I imagine that's how Nicki Minaj feels all the time. Like, I'm so sexy, right?
Like, that's how J-Lo, just like owning it.
Yes, like J-Lo or all of these amazing women that, you know, we love. And I feel like they just walk around feeling like they're sexy. Like, not all the time, but like a lot. Yeah, and that's how I've been feeling. And just like, ooh, I feel sexy.
I feel Gloria is
so glamorous.
Gloria is in her, you know, salsa.
And I've been dancing more. So I guess to speak to creativity, I've been dancing every single day for like probably the last 10 days.
That's awesome. So,
yeah, what kind of music you're dancing?
Well, I really like house music. I'm a old school house dancing girl, but I also like hip hop. I can dance to anything. I just love dancing. So I like salsa. I like merengue. I like cumbia. I like dancing to, I don't know too much dance to country because I don't listen to a lot of country, but it's not that I don't like country. It's like, I like what I like, mm-hmm. But usually you'll catch me dancing to hip hop or house music.
Yeah, that's me too. I got
or grunge. Or grunge. I like grunge too.
So Dan, what do you think what we said all these things to you?
Yeah, this is what happens when you start creating, when you start connecting to your erotic energy. And it's not, this is the sort of strange thing for me, because women have been conditioned to be sexy for everybody else. You know, we've been objectified and blah, blah, blah. And so a lot of it is about other, as opposed to about how do I feel about myself? You know, so when you're saying, I just feel sexiness is really about feeling alive in your body.
Yeah.
Right? It's feeling like buzzing, like this buzzing sensation that you feel when you're connected to yourself. And like for me, I've been writing like crazy. It's just like coming out. And I think too, like Kia, when you were talking about your intuition, this is what happens when you connect fully with your body. It's like you open up your mind, right? And you open up to inspiration. You open up to inspiration and intuition and this real innate wisdom that we carry in ourselves. But a lot of times people and things block us from receiving that information. And so this is all about reconnecting to all of that, reconnecting to your heart, reconnecting to your feelings, reconnecting to your the magic that's inside of you. You know, this feeling of aliveness and this feeling of joy and you know, what do I want to do? What inspires me? You know, after you dance, do you just feel like, oh yeah, I'm on fire?
You know, I feel amazing. I feel
bring me on.
It's like nobody can put out these flames.
No. I will burn you.
But it's this real sense of being grounded into into your truth.
Right.
Fully grounded into your truth. Like, who are you in the world? And who do you want to show up as? You know, and we all have these different aspects of ourselves. So, you know, I'm in my sweats and my t-shirt and my tennis shoes going for a walk by the lake. And yeah, that's part of me too.
Mm-hmm. Done. I even feel sexy with my menopause. See this? See how sexy it is?
She's not so hot. She's on fire. Hot.
So see how sexy it is in my menopause.
I literally never know what's going to come out of her mouth at any given moment. And that's part of the fun.
Yeah.
You know, menopause, women run away. Oh, no, don't come next to me. Now I said, next to my husband, I start doing like this. Hey, baby.
Hey, come on.
So
come
hot on. Right now. You can't even believe it. But don't touch me. I will burn you.
I'm too hot for your own good.
No.
But don't you in general like feel more free?
Of course.
Free. Just to be. And if we gave ourselves permission to do that every day, not just 21 days.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you think that would change you? How do you think that would change your life? How do you think that would change your relationships? How do you think that would change the world?
I think it would be amazing.
Yeah.
I've definitely feel impacted from these last 21 days. A huge shift just occurred in my life. And it's probably because I changed energetically because of the self-love challenge. Mm-hmm. So you shift your energy, things change.
Mm-hmm.
Raised my vibration, I bet.
Yeah, there was a lot of vibrating going on.
Yeah, and I also changed this hairstyle too.
I'm blushing. I'm totally blushing right now.
You have menopause right now. you.
Why this show is not for, for if you're under 18.
So yeah, I mean, this is a great way to explore yourself. You know, most people don't take the time because they're too busy or there are other obligations or, you know, responsibilities or whatever. But like you were talking about, Gloria, it's like we're in this human experience to experience what it's like being human, yeah. You know, in all aspects. And so, you know, you guys know Abraham Hicks, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. So whatever, you know, when you're experiencing the experience and you know what you don't want, that also causes you to know what you do want. And when you figure out what you do want, then you focus on that. And then that brings you more of what you do want. Exactly. So, you know, dancing begets dancing. Sexy begets sexy. Creativity begets creativity.
Exactly.
So how do you want to co-create your life?
With a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of sexy,
a lot of fun, a lot of inspiration, a lot of self-love, and a lot of other love too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Discover definitely your life.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So did your Gloria, did your husband notice your changes?
Well, he started changing, and like the way I was like showing him, he like right away start changing his energy, and he started being more lovey-lovey to me, more kissy-kissy. I was cooking and he do this to me in my butt, and I said, oh, yeah, this is good. Baby, let me finish cooking and then I give you food.
Yes, he is naughty.
So did he ask like, what are you doing?
No. No, no, no. He, you know, I'm okay with that.
Talk about an energy shift. Shifted his energy too.
Yeah. It's amazing when you take care of yourself, how it affects other people and vice versa.
We also changed names. My name is not Gloria anymore for him.
You have different characters.
Yes, yes. Now I'm Samantha.
Keep the mystery alive.
That's right. Whatever works.
You know, Samantha.
Keep the mystery alive. I mean, this is it. Like, play, explore. You know, extend your boundaries, and I don't know. Maybe you discover some really interesting, amazing things about yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll surprise yourself.
Yeah. I was like, wow, this is amazing. Uh-huh. I even changed my name for Samantha.
She should be a blonde.
She's blonde. Don't worry.
She's the dirty blonde.
She's the dirty blonde.
Samantha, oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, we do what we gotta do to get right, I tell you what.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah, so I hope that 21 day challenge will not end today.
No, of course not. Samantha have to continue.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Kia?
I'm sorry, I lost you guys for a second. What did you say?
That anybody saw the change around you?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. Went to the most important person of all, and that's me.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if my kids will notice, you know, that I like my kids care.
Yeah, they don't care.
But
they don't want to know about that.
What I'm doing. So they don't care. So I definitely an important person who needed to feel the impact of it did. And that was.
Okay, we have 1 minute to go.
Yeah, so Don, self-love, feel empowered and alive.
So Don, where people can find you so you can coach them and teach more about self-love and other stuff that you teach?
You can find me on Facebook. What was that?
I'm sorry, I was going to say building a utopian society of people that you're helping.
Right. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at either Dawn Richard, it's spelled like Richard, it's just French, or The Awakening with Dawn. That's my business name, The Awakening with Dawn. So yeah, this is the work I do to help people create more real love in their lives, and also my Wake Up to Real Love podcast, where we share stories of struggles and triumphs in love, sex, and relationships, along with expert advice to create more conscious connections so that we can all learn to have more compassion, understanding, and acceptance, as well as forgiveness for both ourselves and each other.
That's beautiful. Wow,
that's beautiful.
So thanks.
Thank you, Dawn, to be one more time in Hot Topics tonight.
Thank you for having me. You two are beautiful. I love hanging out with you.
Thank you so much.
We love hanging out with you too.
Yeah. We're going to put you in the green room and okay. We're going to close the show, and then we come back to you and we hang up for a little bit.
All right. Thanks for watching, everybody. Take care.
Bye-bye. See you soon, sweetie.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. So.
That was an episode.
Yeah. It was very cool.
Yeah. It's good to talk about. So I love those light and fun topics. But sometimes you do have to talk about a deeper topic. We love to have fun on Hot Topics, but we also are aware of what's going on in the world, you know? And we don't like to go down the rabbit hole into it, but we are aware. And being empathic, compassionate people, we can't help but feel the pain of others and need to sometimes express that. And so it was really cool for Dawn to come on and share her thoughts. She really was impacted. And actually, even though it was like such an awful situation to happen, it was actually quite beautiful to see how someone can be so impacted by something that is so far from them. And so, you know, they're so not directly impacted by. And I think that we are all actually impacted, you know, by what happened to him. And so that alone, you know, is really important to be aware of, I think. So
it was also beautiful to see her in her vulnerability moment.
Yeah, vulnerable.
So people can also be vulnerable with that, mm-hmm. and start like, you know what, this is not right. We need to start waking up.
What can we do?
What we can do, exactly.
What can we do? That's
in a peaceful way.
Right.
So they can hear us and they can respect us when you go and do a peaceful
protest.
Right.
To what's happening.
So they will respect you. They will not, you know, they will pay attention more to that than to the violence, in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. And historically, that's pretty accurate as well. I just, again, want to send condolences to the family.
Yes.
You know, and we got to see some change. So as with anything, change starts here. And what can we all do to make a change, to make a difference? So that's all I want to say about that. Again, it was really heavy start to the episode, but it is current, and we talk about what's current sometimes too, right?
Right. So Kia, it's time to wrap it up.
All right, let's go. Well, thank you again for spending some time with us and talking about this topic and about self-love. And I appreciate you so much for spending a whole hour with us, and we'll see you next week. I love you guys. I'm Kia, the host of the Female Veterans Podcast and the upcoming series, Women Warrior Stories for the Veterans Channel. And this was really cool.
Okay, so me, Gloria Goper, the founder of the podcast Unbreakable Life with Glory, where I talk about depression, anxiety, and PTSD in a beautiful way, in a holistic way, in a way that I want to make you to feel better. Right?
Absolutely. That's feel
the
better.
That we want.
For everybody to feel better.
To everybody to feel better. Okay, so don't forget to likey and share so we can help other people, so people can listen to us and maybe we can change their lives in some way. And that's our mission.
And if you have a topic you'd like for us to talk about or find an expert to come and talk about with us, send us a message or write us a comment. We appreciate all your comments. We might even read them out on the show and include you. So thank you for everybody who gives us support. We love you guys. Good night.
Thank you so much. Good night. Bye-bye.